Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Angithathe ke leli thuba egameni lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu ngikubingelele kuphi nakuphi lapho okufinyelela khona umsakazo wethu esiwuthanda kakhulu uRadio Pulpit egameni lomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu. Inhliziyo yami ilangazelela siphinde sibuyele emkhulekweni sikhuleke ngaphambi kokuba siqhubeke nohlelo lwethu losuku lwanamuhla. Asivala amehlo sikhuleke. Siyabonga Baba. Siyabonga Moyo Ngcwele, siyabonga kulesi sikhathi esiphakathi kwaso, siphakathi kwesimo esibhekene naso siyizwe kazi leningizimu ne-Afrika. Sihanjelwe ngomama, sihanjelwe ngobaba, sihanjelwe izihlobo zethu esiyithandayo, sihanjelwe ngabafowethu ngodadewethu, sihanjelwe ngabantwana. Siyakhuleka Baba nakulo mzuzu. Phinda futhi uphakamise isandla sakho. Ophilise abalele inkosi embedeni yabo ngenxa yalolu bhubhane egameni lika Jesu. Siyala umoya wokufa ongenile phakathi kwamakhaya wethu, sikhuluma ukuphila ngegama lika Jesu. Izwi lakho lithi alikho elinye igama esilinikeziweyo esiyawusinda ngalo noma esiyawusindiswa ngalo kuphela elika Kristu Jesu. Siyabonga Baba ukuthi izwi lakho lithi ngemivimbo yakho saphiliswa. We therefore claim our healing for every person that is rested on their bed, not because bephumule, because bephansi inkosi kwengcindezi yokugula. We are saying to that body, receive life in Jesus' mighty name. Rise up from your deathbed. May life come into your bones. May life come into your lungs. May life come into every part of your body right now as we declare you free in Jesus' mighty name. Baba siyabonga ukuthi okungenzeke kubantu kuwe kuyenzeka. We are shifting the realm of sickness. We are introducing the realm of life. And we are speaking life upon our brothers and sisters who have been attacked, who are suffering badly. Whatever sickness, whatever disease, you have a name. Ngegama lika Jesu, suka kulowo mzimba, suka emaphashini, suka ekhanda, suka kuspine, suka emsipheni, suka emzimbeni wonke. In Jesus' name, Baba siyabonga. We receive this healing because we are being loved by you in this most special way. In Jesus' name, amen. Siyamthemba uNkulunkulu ke ukuthi uyavuka kulowo mbhedo. Siyamthemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyaphakama kuloko kugula. As we have spoken, whatever, as we have prayed, whatever that comes to your mind obungakwazi kuyenza, start doing it now to prove ukuthi matla asefapano anale pholo, matla asefapano aphidisa. Aphidisa mmele ya rona eshwang. In Jesus' name. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. I can see some are moving now. Something great, something wonderful. We thank God for your healing. We bless the Lord. Siyaqhubeka ke bangcwele sihleli nesihloko sethu esisidingidayo lapha sithi khona raising a godly family. Kanti ke kusenguye umfundisi uMkwena egameni lika Jesu uBaba uThemba. Bengisazindla emalangeni ngikhumbula umfundisi wami wayengibiza ethu Bednock. I was just thinking that so many people used to give me names. Some would call me Bednock, some bathi Abednego, some would say Anigo, some would say Nigo, some would say Bedi, and I had all these fancy names. And we really praise the Lord. Bangcwele. Siyaqhubeka ke i-text yethu esifundayo isencwadini yezaga 24, kanti amavesi wethu amabili esihambe ngawo kwaze kwamanje is verses 3 and number 4. Athi ke uma siwabuka, indlu iyakhiwa ngokuhlakanipha. Amanye amazwi athi ukuqala kokuhlakanipha kungukumesaba uNkulunkulu. So when you call the part ye wisdom, you are actually putting God in it, because the Bible lithi the true wisdom or the beginning of wisdom, it is when one fears the Lord. So, omaliti Bible ke indlu iyakhiwa ngokuhlakanipha. Sesiyabona ukuthi ke ukuze simise amakhaya aqinile anobuKristu naveza uNkulunkulu wethu, sidinga ukuba nokumesaba uNkulunkulu ngoba izwi lethu kuhlakanipha kokuqala kokuhlakanipha kungukumesaba uNkulunkulu. Bese ke uma siqhubeka ithi iqiniswe ngokuqonda, it means we get to a certain level, to a certain degree where we actually get to know better, get to be exposed to the truth and be able to absorb the truth as it is being given out to us through the Bible. Ingakho ke lithi Bible indlu iyakhiwa ngokuhlakanipha iqiniswe, because the minute you have wisdom, you actually develop more and more of your understanding in your life. And the better, you know, your understanding, the better is your way of handling things ngekhaya lakho. And then bese lithi ke verse 5, amakamelo agcwaliswe, oh Thixo, ngokwazi, ngayo yonke ingcebo enqabileyo nemnandi. Now you look into this, it actually tells you ukuthi what we are actually touching here cannot be found anywhere in the world but in God. Obviously, uma sikhuluma kanje ukuthi amakamelo agcwaliswa ngokwazi, because the minute you come to know the Lord, the more, you know, you grow, the more you understand, the more you act, you know, in a way that God will always expect you to. Siyambonga kuNkulunkulu. Kanti ke sigcine ke sithinta isihloko sethu esithi garbage in, garbage out, which is point number 3 phezu kwamaphuzu esesiwathintile. Ngizophinde futhi ngibuyekeze kancane nje, just to help each one of us. Sithe a home or family is deliberately built. That was our first point esindlalele kuyo. Sabuye sathi a family reflects on the builders. That was point number 2. And now we are dealing with number 3, point 3, where we say garbage in, garbage out. Ukuthi it is what we put in that which we receive back. So ilokho ke ebesikugcizelela, ilokho esihambe ngakho kwaze kwamanje. Kanti ke siye sathi uma sesigcina ku program ephelile, we keep emphasizing, siye sathi ke children are what we parents make them or allow them to become. Sikuvezile lokho ukuthi abantwana baba yilokho esibavumelayo noma lokho thina esikwenzayo ukuthi babe yikhona. And we said we keep emphasizing this point because too many of us parents sidala noma we create little monsters. Sidala lolu hlobo lwabantwana abanodlame. Sidala lolu hlobo lwabantwana abayizilwane, uma singayibeka mhlambe kanjalo isimilo sobulwane. When we speak of monsters, we are talking of something that is, you know, people, especially little children, will always be afraid of monsters because they know ukuthi makuvele monster, it's never a good picture. So we actually get our children depicting an animal kind of behavior, not the one that we always expected to have. And we are saying here the main part we are emphasizing this is because kaninginingi, as parents, we refuse to accept the responsibility for what we have created in our children. So siyaye sikubalekele lokho ukuthi yimi odale lokho. Rather I'll point to friends, rather I'll point to neighbors, rather I'll point to school, I'll point anywhere la engazi khona ukuthi it's because uhamba nabantu abanje, it's because uphila nabantu abanje. Remember kukhona lasike sakhuluma khona sathi the first 6 years of child rearing critical kakhulu it's our part that part that space ilese kufuneka si impact abantwana bethu ngaso because kuleso sikhathi ba indoors bahlala nathi noma baye inkulisa bebuya but leso sikhathi isona sikhathi sokufocusa ekwenzeni i impact enkulu kubantwana bethu so that by the time we let them go to primary school sesiyenzile yethu part nabayofika ngale a bit of you know a part of them isakholelwa kakhulu kithi though they will be meeting new children you know school environment new teachers and so forth going on and on and on and on baze beyofika kwi secondary level so that's what we are saying kuti sometimes we are not taking full responsibility of what we have made of our children and the child mase uyibukisisa ngokweqiniso ngokweqiniso umntwana ngokweqiniso akazenzanga ukuthi abe isilwanyane esincane no was he born that way a child did not make herself or himself to become a little monster nor was he born that way akazalwanga enjalo akabanga ileyo nto kwasebuntwaneni but kunezinto esizenzile thina eziye zathi sesizenzile zaba nomphumela nomthelela wokuthi umntwana aphenduke a little monster So esigcizelelayo futhi nesidlulela kukho ukuthi ayikho into ongayibiza we are saying here there is no such a thing as a good child or bad child. Sizoyi elaborate further sizodlula siyithinte ukuthi sizama ukuthini la ukuthi masithi akunamntwana omuhle noma ayikho into esingayibiza ngokuthi umntwana olungile noma umntwana omubi. But eqiniseni lonke njengama njenge you know like when we receive our pets emakhaya we train or untrain our children to put it in a correct way ukuthi we are given an opportunity to take you know part in either training or leaving them untrained ukuze ekugcineni ke babe ngalendlela abazoziphatha ngayo they will behave if they were trained they will show signs ukuthi we have been trained uma futhi bengaqeqeshiwe not trained they will also behave as such they will prove themselves ukuthi asizange sathola ukuqeqesheka unfortunately I got to actually meet certain things ngoba indawo yami it's always occupied by people where you would host children host abantu abadala and sometimes you get to see ukuthi lolu hlobo lomntwana ubuya kweliphi ikhaya lolu hlobo lomuntu ubuya kweliphi ikhaya because uyabona ukuthi lo uyazenzela ujwayele ukuthi noma ngasiphi isikhathi whatever comes to her mind to his mind to do they just do but uma uphinda notice futhi ukuthi lo ubuye ekhayeni uyazi ukuthi you cannot do but before you do you need to ask permission to do ngani ngoba ubuya kulelo khaya afundiswe khona ukuthi you don't just do anything you don't just stand and do this and do that but you need to be granted permission ukuze wenze lokho okulungile ngaleso sikhathi so we could quickly tell from this ingakho sithi ke akunamntwana omuhle noma umntwana olungile but bonke baba bahle ngoba sibe nepart esiyenzile it's either we trained them in a very wrong way or sometimes we trained them in a right way or probably we never even cared to actually make any efforts zokufundisa abantwana ukuthi kukhona isilwane okuthiwa ucha empilweni and when we say no we means no and when we say yes we means yes we mean yes so at times we neglect lezo zinto ezinjengale so it could be possible ukuthi we have trained them but in a wrong way. It could be possible that we have trained them in a correct way. It could also mean that while they had an opportunity, we never took part in ensuring that we are training them in the ways of the Lord. Instead, we chose not to even engage or say anything. Because as we have indicated earlier on, kuthi kunabantu who are coming from a background of abuse. And sometimes such people tend to be lenient nabantwana babo babayekelele because they believe ukuthi some of the things that were done unto them were not good, therefore they will never do such things because they are trying to avoid a repetitive of the old same song eya abayidlule kuyo empilweni yabo. Sometimes that could be right, that could be wrong. Ingakho sithi kuhle ukuthatha, I think we have touched on a program where we said we need to take the meat and leave the bones out. We cannot spill the water with the soap and the baby at the same time. We need to spill the water and leave the soap and the baby because we still gonna need those. So ingakho sithi zikhona izindlela ezibe zinhle kubazali bethu, though in between kube khona ama loopholes lapha nalapha ya. Leave those that you feel ukuthi mama no baba abenzanga kahle la, but in other places la obona khona ukuthi it was a well executed, take those and use them. Don't just ditch out everything as is and say angifuni, and that could be very dangerous. So as ignorant little babies, abantwana mabefika ke bafika as ignorant little babies, and between, you know, those situations they are semi blank slates possessing not much than their basic personalities and their natural innate selfishness on which we parents write messages every day in every way. So sithini lapha ke, uma abantwana befika bafika nalolo lwazana oluncane esiqondile la ukuthi bafika nalokho bazalwa nalowo monanyana wabo omncane noma omkhulu, bazalwe, you know, nalolo lwazanyana oluncane okuningi ilokho abazokunikwa yithi. So ngamanye amagama, we have a huge role to play in writing in their slates. It's either we write crookedly or we write accurately. So konke esikwenzayo from time to time will always determine ukuthi umntwana unjani. Yingakho ke sithi ke there is no good or bad child. Ngamanye amagama, ukuze abe bad kusuke kungumphumela wezinto ezingenziwanga kahle yithi as parents. Uma futhi ebe yi good child kusuke kungumphumela wezinto ezenziwe yithi as parents. Remember we once touched on something ukuthi at times kuyenzeka ukuthi good parents will have bad children and bad parents would have good children. Sometimes kuya ngokuthi yiziphi izinto ezenziwe kubantwana in order for them to become good children, nokuthi yiziphi izinto ezenziwe kubantwana ukuze babe bad children. And at times abanye abantwana futhi ngobu smart, kunabantwana esiba nabo who are naturally intelligent, you know, who would look and observe things from a distance and make their choices right then to say, I don't want to be like dad, I don't want to be like mama because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you would always find them bekhethile somebody which they believe could lead them in that path abakholelwa kuyo. Kunabantwana who would never believe ukuthi, I mean, who don't actually believe that abuse is right, and who would say angifuni ukuba kwi environment abusive, and I don't want to be abusive in the future, and therefore they would look somewhere. Kwesinye isikhathi uthole ukuthi parents are abusing substances such as alcohol, dacha, and so forth, but a child would choose to go a different path ngoba eye wahlala wa observe. So it's not in every case la othola abantwana banjalo, but kaninginingi, as we have said and quoted earlier on from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse number 33, lapho lithi khona a good little bad company corrupts, you know, good morals. Ukuthi ke lokhu engiyikho kuyavama ukuthinteka, lokhu engiyikho kuyavama ukuhlukumezeka because of the company that I have kept as a child. So sibuye futhi sithi ke nathi bazali, we have also participated in making sure ukuthi abantwana bethu they either become little monsters or good children. So ilokho esigcizelelayo ukuthi ke what the children turn out to be is therefore the direct consequences of the factors that we will touch into the next program as we go into the next program. Fundisa umkwena uyanthanda kakhulu emakhaya bangcwele, sizoqhubeka nalesi sihloko sethu esinamandla ukuthi ke ake sibuye sizoba ngabalingisi futhi nabenzi bezwi likaNkulunkulu. May God richly bless you. Amen.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.